Hello, welcome to the Cricket Central Show, and I am your host Amit Masram. Today in the show Ponting Prolific, we are going to look at some of the finest battings from the Australian skipper, Ricky Ponting. This was the match played at Brisbane from the November of 23rd to the November of 27, 2006. Australia won by 277 runs. England were touring Australia to defend their Ashes title after the 2005 euphoria. The England captain Andrew Flintoff lost the toss and Australia batted first on a true and bouncy Gabba strip. The match is often remembered for the wayward loosener from the England bowler Steve Harmison. Ponting in his innings went past 9,000 test runs, only the seventh batsman to do so in the test match history. Ponting joined Justin Langer in the 19th over with Australia 79 for 1. Join the action. 87 for 1 Australia and Harmison to Ponting over the wicket. Short delivery and Ponting immediately transfers his weight onto the back foot. Terrific piece of timing for 4. Ponting has started off in style. Beautifully executed pull shot. And he plays it better than anybody else in the world for sure. Beautiful start for Ponting. Harmison drops it short. Ponting into position quickly and just dispatches it over the square leg fieldsman for 4. Andrew Flintoff over the wicket, straight delivery, pitch delivery, and Ponting presenting the full face of the blade. 4 runs, nicely executed shot, gloriously timed, and I just get the feeling this kind of a track really suits Ricky Ponting. The ball is nicely coming onto the bat, and the batsman can trust the bounce of the surface as well. Beautiful shot again, presenting the full face of the blade, and the ball just races down to the fence for 4. Here is Anderson over the wicket. This time, not a bad delivery at all, but Ponting is into position quickly and dispatches it towards the onside for 4. Another convincing shot for Ponting. He's growing in confidence for sure. This time, Anderson drops it short and Ponting again, taking out the pull shot out of the armory. Beautiful shot for 4. Hoggart over the wicket and not learning the lessons anymore. England bowlers again presenting it short and Ponting dispatches it for 4. Almost a batting practice for the Australian skipper. Certainly growing in confidence and now beginning to look more relaxed. This time good delivery, well directed, played quickly and dropping the soft bottom hand. 2 runs and now more pressure on the England fielders. Completes a second. And certainly a very strong statement of intent from the Australian skipper. 50 not out. Good delivery, but Ricky Ponting is imperious, playing straight down the ground, gloriously timed for 4. What a good shot that is. And Ricky Ponting is really trying to now make it a lot easier. So pleasing to the eye as well. Again, straight delivery and Ponting presenting the full face of the blade. 4 runs, 222 for 3 Australia. This time Anderson over the wicket drops it short, Ponting immediately onto the back foot. Back foot cover drive, goodness me, that didn't hit the sweet part of the bat but had enough to take it to the fence as well. Another boundary for Ricky Ponting. Ponting is really trying to make for their mistakes here. So 3 for 231. Giles will be introduced into the attack for the first time. 3 men on the onside, 4 men on the offside. Good delivery and hitting on the full, wrapped on the bat, peel for an LBW, not given out. We'll have to have a close look at that one because that seemed very, very close indeed. The ball is pitching on the middle stump, straightening up, Ponting offering the cross-batted shot. And goodness me, that was so close and would have gone on to hit the middle stump. And umpire reigning supreme, umpire Billy Bowden adjudicating that the batsman Ricky Ponting is not out. This time, James Anderson is coming over the wicket to Ponting. And Ponting on the front foot offers the pull shot again for 4. That takes him to the 90s. Ponting is now on 98. Matthew Hoggart into the attack now. This time, good delivery but clipped on towards the onside. Comes back for the second run. And that's a wonderful 100 for Ricky Ponting. What an effort it's been from the champion batsman. The first match of the Ashes series. Great statement of purpose from the Australian captain. Boy, doesn't he enjoy the conditions in Gabba. 100 for Ricky Ponting. 333 for 3 now. Australia. Good delivery. Shadows now just getting a bit longer past final half of the day and pulled away towards the boundary for 4. Ponting has pulled his way For the first day in the Ashes series 2007, and that's a bit of the story for the day. Langer went out for 82, then Hayden contributed 21, and Ricky Ponting, that's the star for the day, 137, and looks good for plenty tomorrow. The pitcher will be at its best tomorrow morning. Day 2, 3 mobile test series, England versus Australia. Steve Armisen will start the proceedings. 12 over 2 maiden, 52 and wicketless yesterday. Waiver delivery again to start off the proceedings. And yesterday there was a waiver loosener and it ended in the second slip towards Andrew Flintoff, and that summed up. And the England team wasn't quite prepared and feeling nervous as well. So plenty of problems up the sleeves for Andrew Flintoff. Wickets not coming and Ponting is in imperious form. My goodness me, good delivery this time. Peach of a delivery, leaving the right-handed Ponting in no man's land. Ponting trying to feel at it, and then lucky for Ponting that it did not kiss the outside edge of the bat. Otherwise, it was bye-bye for Ricky Ponting. This time, wayward delivery and the batsman abandoning any attempt to play at it. So, leaving the ball on the outside of off stump. So, 3 for 365. Australia looking very strong and potent here. Fuller length delivery and Ponting presents the on drive. Great shot again. Superb timing. Ponting has looked very, very assured of his footwork today. And just began where he completed yesterday. Again, Harmison not learning his lessons yesterday. Pitching it towards the fuller length side. And Ponting has eased it towards the offside. Another 3 runs being accumulated in the Australian kitty. And that's 150 runs, in fact, for the Australian skipper. What a big-hearted effort that is. 150 in the first test match in an all-important Ashes series, and everybody would take it. 150 unbeaten. Australia really in a commanding situation now, where they will try and toil the England bowlers for a big total and then try to force the result. Good delivery from Matthew Haggard outside off stump. And played towards the man at point region for a single. So Australia now progressing at a rapid pace here at Gabba. And that completes the 200 run partnership between Michael Hussey and Ricky Ponting. Australia 398 for 3. Flintoff returns to the bowling crease. And is being greeted by Ponting for 4. Beautiful struck shot on the offside. Enough room. And Ponting said thank you very much. And that was a superb shot. Immediately allowing the ball to come onto the bat and then making the adjustment to get the placement right. Ashley Giles will now be introduced into the attack. And good delivery, but Ponting tries to come down the track. Well-executed shot on the onside, on drive for 4. And the agonies are going to continue for the England side. 4 for 467. Balling change will have to be introduced now. Matthew Haggard will start the proceedings for the England side. Good delivery, full end delivery, wrapped on the pad, and there's a big appeal from the England bowler. And Steve Butler has adjudicated Ponting out. And Ponting goes for 196, 4 short of 200. And that is very close indeed. And the umpire adjudicating the appeal in the favour of the bowler. So Ricky Ponting goes for well-struck 196, gets a standing ovation from the crowd. Australia lose their 5th wicket for 467 and looks pretty promising for the Australian outfit.